Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In a press release received last night, we've learned that Sunday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of a stabbing victim at Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna. When the investigating deputy arrived, he met with a 17-year-old male victim and his father. The victim told deputy he had been at a party at approximately midnight at an unknown address in Carlotta, where there are an estimated 50 to 65 people in attendance. A fight broke out and then eventually dispersed. When the victim arrived home, a friend who was with him saw blood on his back. They examined the injury and realized he had been stabbed. The victim's father was notified and drove the victim to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. Yesterday, deputies were contacted by another victim who had been at the same party. The 21-year-old College of the Redwoods student told the deputy he had been at the same party and was stabbed in the left arm. He, too, was treated, released from Redwood Memorial Hospital. The second victim told the investigating deputy the party was near Kettyback School, Carlotta, but he was unsure exactly where because he does not know the area. Deputies are attempting to locate witnesses and the exact location of the party. The juvenile was treated and released. The California Highway Patrol reports that a Kenworth tank truck was driving southbound on US 101 north of Trees of Mystery at about 55 miles per hour for unknown reasons. The vehicle lost control as it negotiated a curve in the roadway. The pole trailer turned onto its side, causing the three-axle tank truck to turn onto its side as well. The pole trailer separated from the tank truck and went over the embankment. The tank truck turned onto its side and came to rest on the west shoulder of US 101. Each vehicle was loaded with approximately 5,000 gallons of liquefied petroleum. There was no release of the product. Traffic was reduced to one-way controlled with intermittent stoppages while cleanup operations were in place. The cause of the collision? It's under investigation. In March, the Board of Supervisors directed staff, along with members of REDEC, to negotiate a contract with American Eagle Airlines. The airline has proposed opening two daily flights from Arcata to L.A., and after meeting with the Headwaters Fund Board, which voted to approve a $1 million loan to the county to help finance the deal, Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes will brief the board on the progress of the negotiations. Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg have also been involved in the discussions, and while the county is prepared to approve the loan from Headwaters, members of REDEC are working to raise another $1 million in private money to serve as a revenue guarantee. American Eagle is looking to begin flights by June, but the revenue guarantee, which would be used on a monthly basis, must be agreed to before any contracts are signed. More KINS news, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
The supervisors will discuss the possibility of expanding membership on the County Association of Government Board, also known as HCOG, to include representatives from local tribes. Representatives from HCOG will be present to answer any questions, and the board could direct staff to look into the possibility of expansion and what process will be used. The supervisors will also meet in closed session to discuss the appointment of a new director of planning and building. The new planning and building department was split from the community development department. Kirk Gerard was appointed head of community development, and there currently remains a vacancy for planning. That meeting is at 9 o'clock this morning. Redwood Capital Bank announced that it has garnered two prestigious awards for its 2011 financial performance. The bank has again been awarded the prestigious distinction of being one of California's super premier performing banks by the Findley Report. The company also announced that the bank has received the coveted five-star rating from Bauer Financial Incorporated. That's the highest rating available from one of the nation's most well-known and respected bank firms. With the KINS essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.